inokupainawo muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye in Washington, where I'm broadcasting from my home because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health says that the number of deaths has increased from COVID-19, with the current figures standing at 268 deaths. And currently, people that have actually contracted COVID-19 stand at 9,220 cases, with recoveries being at 8,250 recoveries. And when we look at the actual active cases, currently they stand at 702 cases in Zimbabwe.
And then worldwide, Marvelous, there are over 58.8 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 1,390,343 have actually died. This, according to Johns Hopkins University. The same university reports that over 12.3 million people have contracted COVID-19 in USA, and 256,803 people have died. When you look at Zimbabwe as well, according to the Minister of Health, there are 670 students that have been quarantined or isolated at John Chalak High School just outside Bulawayo. Out of this number, 184 have tested positive for COVID-19. So there's a lot of activity at the school, and so many things are happening there. So at the same time, there are some other students at Matopo Mission, Chinoy University, and Chinoy School, where they've been having problems with COVID-19. We are told that some of them have tested positive for the disease. So in essence, what is going on now, there are some people who are going to these institutions to give some kind of supplies. You know, some of them are coming from the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, led by Reverend Hussein Isbanda. So let's listen to what the Reverend Hussein Isbanda is saying about, you know, what they are doing for these schools.
My community, as I stand here, I represent church leaders from Matebeleland, from Midlands, from Mashonaland, from all over. So this is the church in action. As you can see, Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, our main aim is to see a peaceful Zimbabwe. So we believe ukuthi imkhuhlane lokunye can bring discomfort to people. Like now, our communities are distressed by COVID-19. So we have been responding, taking immaterial like this to quarantine centers around the country, special targeting our border towns, yes, and inflow towns. But now we realize that John Talak was quite unique. Yes. It's not a quarantine center, but because of what has happened, we have people quarantined here, and we have decided to do an emergency response situation, yes, based on the needs that we received from you. So therefore, today I've brought with us toilet papers. These are 20 times 9 packs. So these are almost 180 rolls that we have brought in, yes. And then we've got bleach, which is our chemicals that you need for cleaning, for making sure the place is safe. We've got 20 times 5 liters. So we hope this can push you for some time. And we brought our surgical mask. So we've got 1,950 of those surgical masks that are in a box. Then our buckets, we realize which you might need buckets either to separate things, materials, or for washing, for kids to be washing. So we brought 10 times 20 liters of this bucket. It's for the school to see how we want to use them. I also want to take this time to appreciate UK Aid, which is the Foreign Commonwealth Office that actually had given us a donation for to respond to COVID. So this is part of the donation. We decided to include John Talak into it. And our prayers are with both the students that are here with you as teachers and authorities, as well as with the parents and communities. Our pastors here are actually going to be engaging with the parents. They're hoping the parents can form up a WhatsApp group and they can provide counseling. It's a very difficult time. But we keep praying and thanking God for you, for the, you are now frontline workers as you are here. And we really appreciate the care that the teachers and the leadership of the school have taken to assist our children who are here, because all of these are our children. And I want to take also this time to appreciate the Minister of Education, the Minister of Health, and all government line ministries that have worked very hard to actually bring support to what is here. We've received a lot of cooperation and support from the different, from the Ministry of Health, from the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Schools, to make sure that they facilitate so that this donation is made possible as well. And also, we want to thank the church leaders that are part of our broader leadership, who actually are the ones who push to say, please, can you do an emergency response to John Talak to make sure we assist. So here is our donation. Yes. And we thank God that this is not the last one. We have responded to this, and we need to keep talking to see what other needs we have and see how we can be of assistance to the school. Thank you so much.
So that there is Reverend Hussein Spanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. He was speaking during the time when they were donating some goods to John Talak High School just outside Bulawayo. So as I said, you know, there are 670 students and teachers that are isolated at the school, or let me say they are quarantined because of the outbreak of COVID-19. 184 students have been are said to have contracted COVID-19. So that's the scheme of things there. So marvelous.
Aiwa, kune awo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk, icho tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pane vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 vanosvika 9,220 munyika pari zvino. Uyezve kune avo vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakachikunda vari pa8,250. Totarisa kuti uwandu hwevanhu vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi vari pa268. Uyezve avo vane chirwere ichi pari zvino vari pa702. Asi nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa inyaya yekuti chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 chatekeshera zvakare muzvikoro. Sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita Gibbs kuti pane chikoro chekuBulawayo kana kuti kunze kweBulawayo pari zvino chine vana vakawanikwa ivo vane huwandu vakawanikwa vachitestwa iyo yiCOVID-19, vamwe vavo vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi. Totarisa zvakare kuChinoyi Technical College chiri kuChinoyi ikoko pane vana zvakare vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 pari zvino, zvatoita kuti vamwe vana vanzi ivo vaende kunodzidza vari kumba kuitira kuti chirwere ichi chisatekeshere. Saka ndozvatiri kuona zviri kuitika pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino. Tozotarisa imo muno muAmerica. Nepasi rose, John Hopkins University inowanikwa iyo ine hunyanzvi hunotarisa kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yedenda iro reCOVID-19 pasi rose nemunyika inoti iyo pasi rose pari zvino takatarisa huwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 wasvika iwo pa58 million, kwozouya 1 million zvichidaudzira vabatwa ivo vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kuCOVID-19. Kwozouya imo muno muAmerica mune vanhu 12 million nekudaudzira vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19, 256,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Nyaya iyo iri kunetsa chaizvo panyaya yeCOVID-19, nekuti tinoona kuti pane kunetsana pakati pavaDonald Trump vebato remaRepublican navaJoe Biden vebato remaDemocrats panyaya yekuti zvichafamba sei pakutambidzwana kwemasimba. Tichiona isu kuti pari zvino vaDonald Trump vari kuwanikwa ivo vasiri kutambidza magwaro enyaya yeCOVID-19.
Yes, marvelous. I think we've got our next guest, but continue for some few seconds. Then we bring in
kunava Joe Biden, vema Democrats, avo parizvino vakatarisirwa kudoma hurumende yavo mangwana, asi paine kutatsurirana kwemasimba kuti zvichafamba sei mune ramangwana. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo, asi tichatarisa zvakare nyaya yenhabvu, nyaya yemaunder 17 yanetsa. Gibbs, up to you now.
Yes, marvelous. Njengoba sithi marvelous lapho ukuthi sikhuluma COVID-19 kubuye ke ukhetho lwemende kanjalo, under 17 ekusekotwe kukhosafa. Sikhenhlahla ngoba sisithole umnumzana uKholisani kwesela weZifa. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kwesela. Njengoba siyaphila kakhulu. So tell us what is going on, Mr. Kwesela. We see that the under 17 team has been disqualified. What is going on?
Yeah, we confirm that we received the correspondence from the Council of Southern Africa Football Association, that is COSAFA. The effect is that our team has been expelled from the ongoing COSAFA Under 17 Boys Tournament due to the fact that one of our boys registered what they call in English as MRIH. It was really difficult for us. We are quite disappointed about the news, because prior to that departure, before going to South Africa, our boys had been tested, and all those who were found to be over 17 years had been checked. So all the boys that traveled to South Africa had been tested, and everyone was quite aged.
Yes, so what happened? What happened then, Kwesela?
We are notified by the whatever doctor that in conducting the MRI test, while they are looking at is not cheating, but they are looking at eligibility. What we are, the example that has been given is, this kid is growing up.
Mm-hmm.
They grow up differently. Someone might be 17 years of age, but due to circumstances, the boy has been far much older than 17 years.
So
our team has been qualified on that basis.
Did they identify the player that is involved? What is the protocol there like?
We've identified the player, but the steps given as the name of the player. So as we speak of in the back, we don't know the name of the player.
So now, does it mean that you are going to field the same player maybe in the next tournament? Because you don't know the name of the player, so that may be a problem, right?
Yeah, that is the problem, brother. But I understand where upcoming tournaments, they are going to conduct prior to teams starting from that basis.
Mm-hmm. Right, so I was telling us in the very Baba Kwesela uthi kanti kuhamba njani. I was telling us into civil. Kwenzakalani under 17 lap. Usondele efonini yakho.
Well, the terrain is very tough. You think everyone here is a terrain. We are looking at the jungle. It is doing a lot of things. I mean, only 17 years of age. It's a very balera. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure if you intend to be a calf. But it's just a good one, my son.
Yes,
zvakafamba sei kukosafa uyezve muchaita sei?
Vakawana kufamba kubva kukosafa. Uchiti umwe watambe wedu mumwe chete akaonekwa nemushina yekosafa kuti angava ane makore anopfuura 17 years. 17 years ndiyo. Ndiyo makore anobvumirwa kukosafa kuti vakomana kana achiuya kutoraveni anofanira kunge ane makore 17 years kupaka kwe17.
Yes,
I think we've lost him.
Yeah, I think you are scared off. But basically what you are saying is that they've received a letter from CAF, from
COSAFA,
indicating that they've been put out of the tournament. So he says, in essence, they are appealing against that because they are saying one player is overaged. But he's saying they've not told them who the player is. So the danger is they may field the same player in the next tournament. And that would be a problem.
Saka hapo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vagwesela vesangano reZifa vari kutaura ivo kuti pane mumwe mutambi weZimbabwe akawanikwa iye achinzi navana chiremba ane makore anodaudzira 17 awanodiwa kuti munhu anga ari kutamba muCOSAFA tournament iyi. Saka vagwesela vari kuti ivo seZifa vachawana vachiendesa appeal kana kuti vari kupikisa mutongo uyu. Asi vari kutaura zvakare kuti COSAFA haina kukwanisa kunge ichivazivisa kuti mutambi uyu ndiani. Zvekuti pane kuvhunzwa kwaitwa naGibbs apo kuti saka zvichafamba sei, hamuzowanikwa here muchitambisa mutambi mumwe chete iyeye mune mamwe matournament nekuti hamuna kuzivikana kuti ndiani. Ivo vakati aiwa mukupindana kwenguva ndozvinhu zvavachada kuona kuti zvakamira sei. Asi pari zvino vari kuti ivo sesangano reZifa vari kupikisa mutongo iwoyi nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti vana chiremba vemunyika yeZimbabwe vakanga vatarisa vatambi vese vakaona vari vane makore iwayo anodiwa e17 uyezve kukura kwevanhu sekutaura kwavagwesera kunosiyana kuti mumwe munhu bone density yake inokwanisa kunge yakakura zvinova izvo zvinotariswa nevana chiremba vakanga vari ikoko kutonamendi vakazoti aiwa Zimbabwe ngaiburitswe mumakwikwi iwaya. Gibbs.
Yes, I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Kenneth Masie, I think. Let me just...
Advocate Masie.
Yes, Advocate Masie. Mm-hmm. Can you welcome him there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Advocate Masie, do you know kuchingamiza ine mufaro?
Jinofara, thank you very much kundi winza pachirongo.
Ai watafara kuti makwanisa kupinda pachirongwa ndozoti nezvakawanda zvamanga muri kutarisana nezvazvo. Asi tombotarisa zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica panyaya yesarudzo. Muri kuona sei imi semagweta zviri kuitika pakati pava Donald Trump vemaRepublicans uyezve nava Joe Biden vanova ivo vemaDemocrats vari kutarisirwa kuti vange vari ivo vari kugadzwa semutungamiri mutsva akawanikwa achikunda musarudzo.
Semagweta tinoona speaking on my behalf tinoona senge izvinhu zvisiri kunyatsomira zvakanaka nekuti isusu America nedzimwe nyika dziri kunze uko inyika dzokuti tinoziva kuti dzine ma institutions nema structures democracy akasimba avepo kwenguva yakatirebei. Saka zvinhu zvakadai so zvinhu zvatinotarisira kuva tichiona kunyika dziri kuva dzinonzi madeveloping countries zvichisi neanonzi mayoung democracies. Saka kana tichiona makakatano ari kuitwa iko zvino anoita pachirungu kuti anoita discourage maonero edevelopment democracy and but tinokuvimba kwakanaka kuti nekufamba kwenguva zvichaita hazvo anguva anongove makakatano ari kuita iko zvino but toziva kuti kuda nokufamba kwenguva zvichaita hazvo because zvinhu zvokuti kana uri munhu ari kunze kweAmerica ari kuona zvinhu zvakadai so zvinhu zvokuti unobva watanga kubvunza mibvunzo yakawanda stering.
Maybe Advocate Kennedy Masie, just tell us a little bit about your bio. Who exactly are you? Because a lot of people are probably saying we've heard this name, but who is this guy before we carry on?
Okay, so my name is Kennedy Masie. As you mentioned, I'm a human rights lawyer. I'm an international human rights lawyer, and I did a lot of work in the civic and political rights field in Zimbabwe, where I represented activists who would have been arrested for exercising their fundamental freedoms and also constitutional rights.
But your most famous case, if I may, if you can just correct me, is Itai Dzamara, who at the moment is still missing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Itai Dzamara was my client before he disappeared. I represented him before he disappeared when he was abducted, tortured, and also mercilessly assaulted by the police in Zimbabwe. And right now, as you mentioned, he's still missing, and we are still advocating for the government to do proper investigations and arrest people who are currently in the public domain whose names have been identified as being his abductors.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the U.S. elections, what do you see happening come January the 20th? You're a lawyer yourself, an advocate. What do you see happening? Do you think there are enough systems in place to make sure that the transfer of power is done smoothly? Or what's your take on what we're seeing happening here?
Yes, my take is that I do have confidence that the systems are properly in place here in the United States. They've been there for a very long time. And, of course, what's happening right now actually, you know, dampens the spirit of some of us who are activists and who have studied the system and also have used it as an example, as an epitome, an example of how democracy should run. And at the moment, you know, things are a bit hazy, and people should know, like, who are not really into understanding really what's happening here, that what happened the previous weeks is, you know, those are some of the things that are expected to happen during elections. You know, a challenger can say that, you know, he wants a rerun or can do whatever he wants to say, but these are some of the things that were not expected here, because over time, nothing like this has ever happened, where a president, you know, denigrates the whole system of elections, and you know, words coming out that they are not going to accept those elections. So some of these things are really dampening the spirits of people in developing, who come from developing countries like myself, who mm-hmm. aspire for, you know, for real principles of democracy and the rule of law to, you know, to come out and be used as an example by developing countries through, you know, systems like the ones that have been put in the United States. But I believe that come January the 20th, there will be a smooth transfer of power.
And Advocate Masia, maybe we see that President-elect Joe Biden is expected to name his cabinet tomorrow. What kind of what do you think he's going to take into account as he prepares to name that cabinet, looking at the current state of things in America? You're in Texas, you know, you're in picking the things, you know, of the American culture and what's going on. What do you think he will be looking at?
Well, I think from the you know, from what I've been following through the whole election season and the campaigns and these speeches, that he wants to bring back the soul of America, mm-hmm. basically talking about, you know, understanding real issues that are actually affecting those marginalized people who have not had a voice for a very long time. I think some of the issues that you probably will be addressing is the issue of you know, issues of race, that have been, that we've, you know, seen in the couple of months, people demonstrating and, you know, issues of police brutality that has also been witnessed over time. And I also believe that this, he might also take this opportunity to also make sure that women are actually brought up into positions of power, and that the, you know, women are head in his government. And I also believe and think that you probably also touch on issues regarding immigration. Mm-hmm. Because immigration has also been a contentious issue in the past 4 years. And a lot of immigrants felt, you know, sidelined by the current administration. And I believe is going to, you know, to talk about that and also deal about that, and specifically dealing with, you know, one issue that is that was before the courts, that has to do with the DACA, you know, mm-hmm. children of, you know, illegal immigrants in courts that still are not, you know, being recognized within the system and might face deportation if nothing happens. So I think that, amongst many other things, are some of the things that you're probably going to address that will appeal to the broader population here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, Advocate Masie, what are your fears about the U.S. election?
Well, my fears, well, I think at the moment is basically the issue of uncertainty being, you know, surrounding the issue of transfer of power. But as I said, I believe that there will be a smooth transfer of power. But the uncertainty in itself raises fear in many people, not just myself, but also people who voted in the elections, and also people who voted against also the president-elect, because this has never been seen before, where there is a sort of like a lacuna, a gap, or you know, people not knowing what will happen in the next few weeks. So basically, those fears need to be addressed very quickly, so that you know, people move on and people focus on real issues that are affecting people. Right now, we've got the pandemic that has reached affected over 3 million you know, United States citizens, and these are some of the issues that need to be dealt with immediately, and that need to, you know, general consensus between the incoming and mm-hmm. the outgoing, so that there can be a smooth transfer of power and ideas flowing and channeling, so that people can, you know, lives can be saved.
But talking about that COVID-19, we see there's actually a jostling of power. Mr. Trump is saying he's not handing over the paperwork to the COVID-19 task force. How does that play out when you look at it?
Yeah, that also you know plays into the fears that that you know, that people may have, because that should not be happening at the moment. I think you know, the leaders need to put aside the egos and make sure that they you know put the people first, because as we speak, each day as it counts, as it goes, a lot of people are dying, a lot of people are being affected by this pandemic, and it's not stopping. It will not stop for any politics. It will not stop for any ego, but people will just keep on dying. So I believe there is need for our leaders to really, you know, focus on these issues, so that you know, lives can be saved.
Now, there's this question of electors being sought around by the Republicans. You know, there's this issue that they can end up, you know, using certain electors to come to Washington to vote for the president instead of those original electors. How possible is that?
Well, I wouldn't want to comment on that. I'm not really an expert in constitutional law or on elections in the United okay. States. But if something like that happens, then just speaking as a layperson, it will then go into the issue of discrediting what we call the universal suffrage, the right to vote that, you know, a lot of Americans have died for. And I don't think that would be a very good thing. It will also set a bad example for other countries that are also developing their systems of elections, that, you know, you can lose elections but still remain in power. You know, those are some of the things that we've been fighting fighting against, even in Zimbabwe, where Robert Mugabe in 2008 and other elections lost the elections but still remained in power and kept on you know, governing by force. So those are some of the things that we do not want countries in the first world to start doing. Because once they start doing that, it will just cascade into a very, you know, unresuscitable situation where, you know, the United States will be used as a bad example for people who just want to stay in power.
Yes, hold on there. We've got our second guest, and that is Mwa Wongwe. Mwa Wongwe, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, it's almost 21 days after the election. Am I right there? Now, there's still an issue here, you know. So, how are you feeling after voting when all this is happening?
Well, you know, when we talk about how I'm feeling right now, it's a state of confusion. This is uncharted territory, so to speak, especially for the United States. And given how our democracy is viewed as, you know, like the beacon where everybody wants to aspire. So right now, what I'm more concerned about is what the current president could do with the remaining time, because he still does have time. So that's my main concern. I'm not necessarily worried about him staying in power because the systems are in place. So I'm pretty confident that on January 20th, President-elect Biden will be sworn in. But it's the question of what will happen between now and then. We've already kind of seen what's going on, right? All these things happening with foreign policy, with new things. I think there's like two executions that are now trying to be done before he leaves. You know, all those things that I feel like that's more concerning.
But let's make sure that we know exactly what is going on. The president is still the president and has got a right to appeal against anything that he sees is going wrong, especially the outcome of the elections. So does that make you uncomfortable when he's actually following the law?
No, that doesn't make me uncomfortable. If we look back in 2016, those things happened as well with Hillary, but she conceded, right, the very night. So that's the difference here. It's one thing to go out and say the elections are rigged. It's another to go into the court of law. If you actually look at what they're presenting in court, it's a whole different narrative from what they, so there's like a PR thing happening, like a political thing. And then there's the quote unquote, court, going through the court. You're allowed to do that. That's, and I believe they're recounting, Georgia. They've asked to get that recounted for the third time. And that's okay. I think the question now is, what's the end goal here if they keep saying it was rigged? And so those are two different things. In terms of pursuing the courts, that's fine. And I think everybody would be okay with that if it was just done the right way, mm-hmm. where it's not undermining the democracy and the votes of the people.
Tomboya kwamuri mwahungwe tinoona kuti President elect Joe Biden vari kutarisirwa kudomwa vatingati cabinet yavo kana kuti makurukota avo mangwana. Iwe semumwe munhu akavhota, zvii zvauri kutarisira kuti ungada kuona mucabinet yava Biden yakamira zvainenge yakaita mangwana?
Ndiri kutarisira kuona experience, vanhu vanoziva zvavari kuita. Also kuona vanhu vanoreflecta the country yavari kurepresenta, right? Because America is diverse in all kinds of people from all walks of life. Saka cabinet iriko right now aitarize izvozvo. Saka ndiri kutarisira kuti ndaona the UN, it's a black woman. Saka seeing things like that, seeing even the state, the Secretary of State, it's someone that I've, you know, read his stuff and he seems very aware of foreign policy. Saka tiri kuona kuti vanhu vanoziva zvavari kuita zvizvizvo zvekuti neutori shamwari yangu or takamboitirana madiri kusaidi. It's like uri kuziva and uri kurepresenta wakafanana nevanhu vauri kurepresenta. Saka ndozvandiriku, I really believe kuti President-elect Biden cabinet yavo icharakidza representation of vanhu vemunyika.
Ndomboenda kuna vamasiye. Takatarisa nyika dzekuAfrica vachitarisa zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica. Nyanya nekuti tinoona ndoo vanowanzowanikwa ivo vachinzi itai zvakati, tinoda kuti mutedzere zvakati. Vari kuzviona sei, vari kubata sei zvavari kuona zviri kuitika kuno?
Ndoona senge zvinhu zviri paviri. Pane nyika dziri kutofara izvezviso. Ndohangu kutaura kuti Zimbabwe inongova ichitofara izvezviso ichitoti haonai. But kune dzimwe nyikawo futi dziri kutoti haiwa izvi hazvina kunaka because izvi ndo zvatachizama kuda kuti tiinspire kuva in terms of ma structures e-democracy. And zvakadai so zvinobva zvaisa futi even vanhu vanomirira kodzero dzevanhu munyika dziri chiri kudevelopa in danger. I can say in danger in that, you know, mune muchidhira nemacommunities amune muchidhira nawo. And pane zvinhu zvamai muchitaura muchiti toda kuaspire kuva then izvi zvakadai zvazoitika then vanhu vavo vanobva vangozokutarisai vachiita sengechi imi hamuna kunyatsoguru kuda maybe zvati kuita zviri wrong of which it's something zviri zvisingapi inspiration kune mastructures achiri developing. America can sustain itself zvakadai sezvogona kuitika then they just move on as if nothing happened, because they have structures that have been there for a very long time that can deal with such situations. But kana chitasanya nyika dziri kuAfrica uko, ndiona sezvo zvakadai so zvinotopa hope kune vanhu vaya vagara vasingatotarisiri kuva nemahuman rights kana kurespekta mahuman rights or even kurespekta ma institutions avo anenge ari in place. Saka zvinhu zvinoto chikisa kana uri munhu ari kuona nyika dziri kuAfrica. Then kune vamwewo dzimwe nyika toziva kuti pane dzimwe nyikawo dziri kugavhenawo zviri right, zvinhu zvinovapawo kuti vasava nekufara because mainstitutions avauda kuzama kudevelopa and democracy in some countries is very young. So
maybe advocate, if you can, advocate Masi, if you can put that in English, that how are other developing countries viewing what is going on in the United States in terms of power sharing? What do you think their sentiment is at the moment?
I think in some developing countries where we have seen, you know, the abuse of power and the disrespecting of their own institutions, it's some of these countries, I might say, they might be smiling or even happy because you know the United States is the epitome of the of democracy and the rule of law in terms of how they govern you know their systems. And there are some countries of course in Africa, we know that there are many countries in Africa that have got good institutions that probably are feeling sad right now because it's something that that dampens the spirit, you know, of progress towards the realization of the rule of law, of the principles of democracy that everyone wants to inspire. The United States has been has its own systems, and right now I can tell you that they will deal with this issue as if it never happens. It never happened. So, but now the effect of it within these, you know, few months might have so many, you know, long-lasting effect in other countries that are inspiring to have structures that are very good in terms of democracy. So, it's a sad thing that we have over time taken 10, you know, steps forward. But over a few months, we have you know, 1,000 steps going backwards in terms of trying to develop our systems in Africa. So it's not good, and it also puts even human rights defenders and democracy advocates in Africa at risk in more risk. In that whatever, you know, as human rights advocates, like in Africa, there are systems that we've always, you know, aspired to have in Africa, which are found in Western countries and which have been built over time. Because if you look at the systems in the United States, they've got hundreds of years that have made them so effective. So if you are in Africa and you're advocating for human rights and for democracy and such things happen, it will actually put you at risk at the people who are trying to actually convince that these systems work. And whatever you be selling to them, then it becomes rubbish to them. And you'll be then looked at in a different way, in that if you want to go back to the same community with the same arguments, then you might be seen in another way that might put you at risk.
Thank you.
Now we've got Reverend Hussein Swanda. Swanda? Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you so much. So before going into COVID and other things, so the U.S. elections, what's your take on what is going on?
Well, I think like what the previous speaker was saying, I think for democracy here in Africa and in countries like Zimbabwe, where there are always election disputes, where people contest the results of an election, of course, our system of conducting elections is very different from the United States. And but however, I think the current ongoing stalemate and issues being raised is actually going to be a disadvantage when countries like Zimbabwe hold elections, because that can be used as an excuse to say if the U.S. is failing to conduct its own elections and agree on outcomes, it has no moral standing to comment on elections like those that will be held in Zimbabwe. So it's a bit tricky, I think, but however, we pray and believe that the system which has been established for many, many years, for hundreds of years, it's going to hold and eventually will have a positive outcome out of this whole issue.
Yes,
uhlupho ukuthi ukumisana lokho kukhona kathese Melika lapho upresident okhona uTrump esala ukuvuma ama results udubo lukhona ukuthi nxa sesikuletha ngapha kithi eZimbabwe kuzanika isizathu sokuthi nxa kube lama elections impumelelo yakhona kube lokuphikisana abalapha eZimbabwe bazakuthi hawu nxa yona iMelika isehluleka kutsho ukuthi ayilamandla ukuthi ikhulume ngezinto zethu ngoba la yehluleka ukwenza ama-elections ayo. Ngibona ngani lokhu kuyasixegisa abantu abasebenzayo ngapha eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi kuyanika amandla kulabo abangafuni idemokrasi ukuthi bethi hhayi lalapho ezalwa khona kuyehlula. Ngibona ngani kodwa siyathemba ukuthi hhayi ngenxa yokuthi kudala yaphekwa ngale idemokrasi sebele eminyaka eminingi besenza lezi zinto siyathemba ukuthi impumelelo yakhona izagcinisa ilungile. Njalo into esithokozisayo ukuthi loba bephikisana ngale ndlela sikaboni uhulumende esebenzisa amasotsha ukutshaya abantu lokunezinto ezinjalo. Ngakho kuyatshengisela ukuthi hayi lokhu kulama balance of power abakhona.
Yeah, marvelous.
Maybe Reverend, if you can just before we move on. So as we were discussing right now that the president-elect Joe Biden is expected to name his cabinet tomorrow, what kind of people do you think he should be including in that cabinet? You're from outside and you're looking into what's going on here in the United States.
Well, I think for us, first of all, it would be good that if we have people who are not going to be internal looking, but that can continue the tradition that America has always had of also assisting other countries in terms of spreading of democracy. I think that is very important. But also, we hope that they can ratify some of the global treaties, like issues around climate, that are of concern for us and for everyone else globally. I think that President Trump had actually canceled out. But also, we're hoping that this cabinet will be... that the leadership that is going to be put in place will actually have a heart for Africa, that they'll think about us in Africa in terms of assisting us to progress from where we are, but also in terms of more business opportunities for our own people here, development aid to be increased. During this previous regime of Trump, we had seen a lot of cuts in terms of development aid. So I'm hoping that they can increase that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Advocate Masie, chitaurewo mchitsinirewo zvataurwa na Reverend. Zvimwewo zvamungada kuona zvingaitwe pane hurumende ichairi kuende zvipi zvingabatsire nyika dzakadai seZimbabwe.
Nditsinira zvataurwa na Reverend. Vataura mapoints ari akakosha stereke. Kunyanya panyaya dzeclimate change. Climate change inyaya yakatoiswa paside nehurumende iripo. Sezvamunoziva America yakabuda muParis Agreement makore apfuura. And tinovimba kuti nehurumende nyuwani vachadzokera futi muParis Agreement iyoyo. Nyaya yeclimate change iri kubata nyika dzakawanda. Iko zvino tiri kuindisa madrought ari kuitika kuAfrica uko. Ne dzimo njodzi dzinongoitika nako even kuno kuna America ma hurricane and all that stuff inyaya dze climate change and dzakaonekwa kuti dzibatwe nezvakanaka tinoimba kuti upenyu hwakawanda hunoseveka. And Reverend wataura futi panyaya ye aid. Aid chinhu chakakosha pamakore apfuura apa tachiona makats akawanda aiitika kune magrants aibatsira ma different sectors kunyanyanya vakadzi ma widows vana vasina vabereki nyaya dzeHIV and AIDS nezvimwe zvirwere zvinokwanisa kudziviririka. Takaona kuti mari dzakadaro dzakawanda dzichikatwa and papasina mari yakakwana yekubatsira nyaya idzodzo. And Reverend ataura zvekare futi nyaya inyoyo inobata stereki nyaya yekuti America, I hope administration iri kuya ichanyanyo kuwedzera kuonekera stereke panyaya dzekubatsira nyika in terms of of advocating for human rights and also building structures like a symbol ekuti pave ne hurumende inorespectawo ma constitutions evanhu. And inyaya dzakanyanya kosha pakuti dzinobatsira with the good structures of development and governance. Zvinobatsirawo kuti even nango pakazongozo yamari dzati kutaura dzedevelopment dzinoonekwa dzichiendawo kuma departments akakodzera pasina nyaya dzakanyanya wanda dzecorruption.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Mwahongwe. What are your expectations if Biden is inaugurated in January?
In general, I was still speaking about Africa as...
Just as a voter yourself.
So my expectations are that we start getting that unifying voice from the top. Because what we know is the past 4 years, it's been very divisive. So I really expect that President Biden, once he's president, one, his cabinet will reflect who the American people are. His messaging, that calm voice, that voice of unity, whether it's received or not, I think just hearing from the president will make a difference. Just seeing that leadership, because as we can see with the so many crises that we have, economical and this pandemic and everything going on, that it'll be really essential to hear a steady hand and that calming voice. I think that'll be important. I also think, as an immigrant in this country, it will be really good to hear that the president sees us as human beings as well. Because really, for the past 4 years, we've had that feeling of we don't belong, right? So I really hope and I believe that this new president and his administration will be a reflection of that America that we've been sold, that America that everyone is welcome here, that we're all represented, and that it's a question of whatever it is that you want to become. So I really hope that's what happens when President elect becomes the president.
Tiri papo Mwahongwe, sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica. Zvii zvauri kutarisira iwe kuti hurumende idzva iri kutarisirwa kuuya ichaita apo vachangotora matomo imo muno muAmerica? Tinyanyotarisa zvatanga tiri kuona zviri kuitika iwo mazuva anaya tichienda kunopedza temu yavaDonald Trump.
So ndiri kutarisira kuti President Vanyowani vachapa vanhu permission yekuti munyika munomo kuti zvinzi America yakanaka, kureva kuti inobvuma vanhu vese vakasiyana-siyana. Hazvina basa kuti unobva kupi kana kuti wakazvarirwa kupi. Nyika ino iri open kune munhu wese. Nekuti chataona ndechekuti makorapura aya, kana uri munhu ari different, kana kuti munhu asina kuchena, hauzi welcome munyika munomo, uri foreigner, so to speak. Anditi, and ndakaona kuti achizi chinhu chakatanga ne a president varipo, asi chinhu chakapa vanhu permission, vanhu vaka embolden zvekunzi it's okay, vanhu unotoona kuti even kutaura kwavamwe vanhu vakapiwa simba power yekuti kana usiri murungu munyika muno mahuze munyika munomo. Saka ndakatarisira kuti President Vanyowani vachaunza iyo nyaya yekuti aiwa nyika inoyi inyika yakazara nevanhu vaka maforeigners, so to speak, ndo nyika inoyi. And one of the things chandakaona chandiri kuhopa for, ndakatarisa nyaya yeasylum, ndikaona kuti government iriko izvinezvi yakaisa cap ye15,000 for 2021. If I just to give reference, 1 year President Obama vakapa 85,000. President Bush vakapa kuma, I think his highest was like 95,000. Avakatokepa. Saka pane nyika dzakada sana Somalia dzakatoiswa palist yekuti havaqualify. Saka ndiri kutarisira kuti government nyowani painopinda zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo zvinobviswa kurakidza kuti vamwe vedu vekuAfrica, tese tinobvumidza kuwana opportunity yekupinda munomo zvakanaka.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, let's go to Reverend Spanda. So, Reverend Spanda, looking ahead, what is going to happen in USA, will you have confidence in US elections in the near future?
Well, yes, I think it's the systems are very intact there. They've endured, testing over years. I think also we have to look at it that governance systems are human constructed, whether they are democracy or whatever system people have. It's a human construct. So therefore, it will have its flaws. I think this is not the first time when America has faced a situation where a president has refused to step down. And the whole system kicks into place and will move in another person. So I think the confidence will be there next year when we see Biden coming into, you know, into White House. And I'm sure the system will correct itself. So the confidence will be there. But of course, yes, it shows that there's a lot of needs for improvement. Electoral systems as well and systems of voting have got their own flaws. They are not going to be 100% perfect. So we need to also admit that. But however, in Africa, the problem we have is prior to the election itself, the context, the environment makes it almost, you know, to be flawed before you even start to vote at all. So I think for our situations, it's worse off than what Americans or Europeans would are experiencing.
Yes, so right now, you can say that the president is refusing to leave. In fact, he has a right not to concede, because conceding is not in the Constitution. It's a question of him saying, okay, I'm challenging the results, and that's it. If then comes the time for him to concede, he may concede, but it's a tradition and not a constitutional. So with the same token, do you think that maybe for him not to concede, he's actually following the Constitution and is doing something that is rightfully his, to say, okay, as of now, you know, I'm going to see what we're going to do next?
Yeah, well, I think actually I wanted to go there. That I think this is where I also admire the American system. The right to go to court, the right to challenge the election results, the right for him, for now, I mean, like what you are saying, it should be, you should wait for the official announcement of the results. So when it actually happens, because right now it's been the cable news and, you know, and other people, you know, we've been following and then making the announcements. But I think it is within his right to actually challenge these things in court and for him to wait until he's really satisfied that, you know, that the results are now that he has lost. And I like the system that is allowing him to do that.
Yes.
Ngiyananzelela ukuthi umongameli okhona kathesi ubaba umongameli current president owe America kathesi uTrump ulelungelo lakhe lokuthi angavumi ukuthi usedliwe ngenxa ukuthi ukuvuma lokuthi usudliwe njalo khona kulisiko ayisonto esesekelweni sombuso yeAmerica unjalo lelungelo lokuthi aye emakhoti azasuthiseke ukuthi ukuthi babale kuhle amavoti wonke, ukuthi yonke ivoti othwana ngeyakhe, le voti othwa ngaBiden kubalwe kuhle, ame kuze kuyevuma, kuze kugcine kusenziwa le official announcement. Lokhu mina ngiyakuthabela ukuthi iAmerica yona isystem yakhe iyakuvuma konke lokhu, njalo iyamnika ilungelo lona lelo. Njalo into emangalisayo ukuthi yena engupresident onguye obambe zonke izinto. Ulelungelo lokuthi lathi hayi mina ngibona ngani akusetshenzwanga kuhle. E-Africa ujele ukuba ngumuntu lo oyabe nguye ophandle kubuseni, but lo obusayo nxa simbona njengale America sithi hayi akubalwe kutsha. Kuyamangalisa njalo mina ngiyakuthanda khonokho ukuthi ama-courts ayahlala phansi ekhangela indaba yakhe kuyebalwa kutsha azasuthiseke layo ukuthi ivoti yonke ibalwe kuhle kwenziwe kahle.
Advocate Kennedy Masiye muti Paul pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kutaurwa na Reverend Sibanda pamusoro pemamirira akaita zvinhu imomo muno muAmerica.
Yeah, ndinotenderana na Reverend kuti vaTrump vane kodzero yavo within constitution yokuchallenge outcome yemaelections ine zvaanenge achitaura. But isusu manje sevanhu vari kubva kunze nezvimwe zvinhu zvechichizotaurwawo nama platform akaita sana Twitter kuti techinzwa kunzi kwai vanhu vakafa vakavota zvakadaro zvinhu zvinobva zvaitsa kuti vanhu vasinyatsohwisisa systems yacho kuti vakaita sekuAfrica zvinhu zvatagara zvichingonzwawo nango kuZimbabwe kuti vanhu vakafa vanovota ende zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiitika saka ndoona singu kuti sezvo nango in as much as vatambo vane maonerawo election ndoona senge pane zvimwe kuita kwava kuita kusinganyatso kubuda zviri twasa zvingaendani nekuva muno muAmerica zvinoita senge maybe zvinhu zviri kuitika kunyika dzakaita sekuZimbabwe. So ndinoimba kuti zvandingada kuona ndezvokuti kana pane zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiitika vangoshandisawo makots ematarava ari munomu ari very effective kuendesawo nyaya dzakadaro kumatare obva wabudisawo evidence dzavo dzavanonge vachita kuti dzakaitika then makots obva apawo mutongo wavo bcause kutaura pamaplatform akaita sana Facebook kana kuti vana Twitter zvinhu zvisina unyatso kuita senge zvinopa any dignity kune ofisi ya president. Saka isusu tichida kuonawo zvinhu zvichifambawo negwara nekuti kuita senge tingoita njake njake senge tiri kuZimbabwe.
Aiwa, regai tiende kuna sisi mwa hungwe nekuti ndiri kuona ndofunga nguva yedu yadyanana. Mwa tombotarisa nyaya yemadzimai pahurumende iri kuuya iyi, zvii zvaungada kuonawo panyaya yemadzimai nyanya imo muno muAmerica?
In I believe in representation. I believe kuti you have to have a voice that's representing pa table parikuitwa ma decisions and everything. And of course andidi hangu nyanyo emphasize kuti madzimai more than qualified, right? Because they are qualified women out there who have never been given the opportunity to be there and be the voice. Saka ndakatarisira kuona kuti because majority of the population are women, but we're underrepresented in all kinds of places, government, whatever, leadership. Saka ndakatarisira kuti tenge tichiona madzimai varimo in those positions of power. Because the other thing that I noticed in 2016 by Ranamai Clinton is subconsciously people are not actually used to that. Kuona munhu mudzimai ari pa power. Not kuti vanenge vari consciously saying hatisi kuda kuti vadzimai vasimukire, but havana kuzvijaira kuzviona. And because of that, vakadzi vanotreatwa zviri differently. You know, when we really take a step back. Saka, once vanhu vakatanga kuona madzimai ari in power, madzimai achiita zvinhu, things happening, then it becomes the norm, right? It becomes that, oh, okay, it's no longer a thing. Yekuti saka vadzimai ngavamire apa. It's now like, no, vanongo qualify semunhu wese. Saka ndakatarisira, and I'm really confident kuti hatichavaona madzimai of all backgrounds being represented, vachitimiririra tese. Tirobva tatapiwa kukunonzichi, we isusu tinotanga kutozviona kuti, oh, saka we can be whatever it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's go to Reverend Svanda. Your last word, and just mention what you're doing for schools that are affected by COVID. Just a few minutes.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, we are actually assisting schools like John Talak that has been affected by COVID, which is now almost like a quarantine center. And we are providing necessary accessories like sanitizers, masks, personal protection stuff for the kids, to ensure that we reduce the number of kids that can get infected, but that we also deal with the current challenge that they are facing. So a donation has been done to them, and we are continuing to assist them, especially trying to help them not only just to prevent, but also to ensure that kids who have not been infected will not get infected again. So we are praying, but now we just heard news about Matopo Mission. So it means we'll also move there and give them assistance as well.
So what type of assistance?
Well, we're giving them personal protection equipment, sanitizers, health kits like pads, sanitary pads for the girls. We're giving them soap. We're giving them toothbrush and toothpaste. We are giving them, toilet papers to ensure that everyone has got their own roles. We give them quite a batch per kit to ensure that there is hygiene in the place. And also we are providing psychosocial support to the parents who are outside. A lot of them are traumatized. So we are talking to the parents and assisting them to be reassuring them and explaining about COVID, that people can recover, especially the age group of those kids that are affected at the schools, that they should be likely to recover. So it's been both the parents outside and the kids. There's a lot of trauma now around this situation.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwa kubva kuna Reverend Hussein Sibanda vachitaura ivo mabasa avari kuita ivo seZimbabwe Christian Alliance kubatsira vamwe vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vana vepachikoro. Uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti vari kupa zvinhu zvakawanda vachibatsira zvakare vabereki kuti vanzwisise kuti chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 unogona kuchibata asi uchizogona kuchikunda. Saka mabasa mamwe avari kuita pari zvinhu ndipsi.
Yes, sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Advocate Kenneth Maseye, Reverend Hussein Sibanda of Mawonge is Kolisani Kwesela, Zifa Communications and Development Manager. Signing off is Gift Dube in Maryland saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, D.C., just saying that this is a pre-recorded program, so by the